I mean, we're not schmoozing. We're saying Divrei Torah. You know what I'm saying? So, what I was saying now was a very, very interesting machloket, and I wanna come back to finish up Chazara in a moment. But what you asked about, very common occurrence, grilling a steak before Shabbat, and you're not mamash grilling it until Knisat Shabbat. You grilled it, it's done, and now Lev Shabbat, you want to put it back on the plata so it's hot for the meal. Happens in the summer, especially, you know, long summers, it's hot, you grill, and then you want to put it on the plata. But the shayla everybody's, you know, is nervous about is that, let's say you're eating your steak, like most people, medium rare, medium well, whatever, you know that if you're going to put it on the plata, it's going to get less and less red, which in your mind's eye, you're translating that to cooking more, and it's not mevushal kol tzorko. And if something's not mevushal kol tzorko, even for the sfaradim, you put it on the blech, ba'aya gdola. It's got to be fully cooked, even according to us, that we don't need tana'e chazara for solids like we spoke about last week, but it's got to be fully cooked, because forget about mechzik in mashil, you have actual bishul. You can't do that. Similarly, let me give you another example. This was a hot topic when I was in Kolo. We discussed it a lot, because it's a machloket between the Chazon Ovadia and the Halacha Berura. Very interesting. Chocolate souffles. You know, it's cake, yeah, but in the inside, it has the, you know, still the liquid chocolate. But what happens, the longer, what's the knack of a chocolate souffle? It's not fully cooked, meaning the inside of it is still a bit raw. If you keep the chocolate souffle in the oven for too long, what happens? It's all cake, there's no more liquid left. So the knack is, what do? You take it out, and now the outside is cake, you dip in, and then it's, some people call it lava cake, all sorts of differences. So, the shaila is, if I made one of these souffles before Shabbat, I want to put it onto the plata b'lin Shabbat for dessert. Mutar o asur. Because you know, that's very much the shaila.
Souffle dafka, that is.
That is the big shaila. This is it. So that you know that when you put the souffle on the plata, it's going to keep baking, quote unquote, and it's going to harden. Oh, it's lo kol tzorko. So, Agon Cham David rules stringently on this in Halacha Berura. Says asu. You cannot put, you want to have it on before Shabbat, tfadah. But to put it on Shabbat, it's not mevushal kol tzorko, and there's chashash bishul deoraita, he says, to put on the plata on Shabbat. Interesting. Maran Zichron Avracha and Chazon Avadia disagrees. He says, would you be allowed to put a soft-boiled egg, let's say you want to heat up a soft-boiled egg on Shabbat, and put it into water, Kli Rishon on the fire, you can. But even a Kli Sheni, whatever. Technically, even in a Kli Rishon, would you be able to put a soft-boiled egg into a Kli Rishon in order to warm it up on Shabbat? Now, I'm doing it in order to warm it up, but I know that as a result of putting it in, what's going to happen? The soft-boiled egg is going to get a little bit harder. Is that a problem? So he quotes the Tzitz Eliezer. Rav Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, his friend from the beginning, Gadol Me'od. Anyway, so he writes a mutar. Why? Because plenty of people eat soft-boiled eggs. Hard-boiled eggs is food. Soft-boiled eggs. Do you call that raw? Or do you call that not fully cooked? No. That's what it is. That's how people... Or let's say, people have it for breakfast. Let's say when you have sunny-side-up eggs. Is that raw? It's not raw. What is that? That's the derech achila. Sometimes you eat it hard-boiled. Sometimes you have an omelet or whatever. And sometimes you leave it like that. That's not called not mevushal kol tzorko. Whatever the given food that you have, if derech ha'olam is to eat it like this, that's called mevushal kol tzorko, says Chazon Ovadia. Therefore, plug it into souffle. You don't call... When you go to the... On the contrary, when you go to a restaurant and you order a chocolate souffle and it comes fully cake with no ze, you're going to return it. It's a muffin. Say, hello, that's not a souffle. Afuch. You say, that's not fully cooked. What do you call that? Overcooked. You say, that's not what I wanted. You have to look at its current form. If in its current form, that is the normal way for this to be eaten, that's called mevushal kol tzorko, and according to Maran Tichon Chacha. So let's go back. What would halacha by steak? Let's say I had a medium steak before. I don't remember exactly what it was, whether medium or medium rare. Let's say medium. Most people take their steaks medium. I know restaurants that if you, like fancy places, if you go and you ask for a steak well done over there, they're not going to do it. It's a busha for the chef. Not going to do it. Zet ta'aseh b'bayit. But he says, you come here, makom chashuv, ta'aseh kmo ben adam. Take, you know what I'm saying? Not bar, whatever, not none of that stuff. You know what I'm talking
about? The
cover
of the chef, they won't do it less than well done.
Where, by Persians? Yeah, okay. Anyway, I know, I tried talking to Kolbe about it once. It flopped, it didn't work. He says, no, they're not going to eat it, they think it's blood. I don't know, I don't know.
But
they think it's still alive, I don't know. They think it's
still
alive. Ask me for the blood. By the way, interesting halacha. We'll come back to this in a second. In Yored De'ah, when we're talking about salting, there's two ways you can rid meat of blood. You can salt or you can grill. If you decide to grill instead of salting, the minhag anyways, even if you're grilling, is that we salt it a little bit anyway. But mi'karadin, you don't need to. Mi'karadin, if you're grilling, what's more powerful? Fire or salt? Fire. So if salt does the job, kalvachomer, fire does. So mi'karadin, you don't have to put any salt at all. According to Maran, you look in Siman, Samachtet, Ein Gimal. Anyway, how much do you have to grill it in order for the for it to be mutar?
A little bit, not much.
How much?
Brown.
Huh?
There's a surface area.
Maran says, until it's edible.
Machal
ben Dursa, if it's edible as is, you did enough grilling. What about the redness? The redness afterwards, huh? No, not Rav Olam. Edible for anybody. Even Ma'achal ben Rusai, half or whatever, third, as long as it's edible, he says that's enough. Same thing with kavid, liver, jigar. Yeah, I liver you. Anyway, over there, the Shulchan Aruch writes Meforash that for Tzidmara, that salting doesn't work for the liver. The liver is so saturated in dam, salting doesn't work. You need bidavka to grill. How much grilling makes it kasher la'achila? As long as it's edible. What do you see? What about the redness? There's always going to be redness and pinkness or whatever. That's just tzir. Sometimes, and also, you go to the store, all the meat that they sell today, in butcher shops, in the supermarket, that's all been salted already. There's no such thing as kosher meat, because they don't know who's going to grill. Therefore, as a matter of standard, what do they do? In the Bet HaShechita, they salt everything. Because I don't know who's going to cook, who's going to... Everything salted. You know, sometimes you take it, and on the bottom of the tray, it has like red juice. Oh, blood. It's not blood, it's a mutar. It's a mutar. You can cook with it, you can drink it. It's not... Huh? If something is nimlach ka'alacha, there are halachot of melicha. Unfortunately, a lot of these halachot have been forgotten by many because we don't have so much exposure. We get everything already ready-made. In olden times, I'm sure even your grandmothers know that. Huh? They did it themselves. Shechita used to happen in the backyard. And then everybody started getting, you know, taking off the feathers. Anyway, the kids... Just kidding. It's his friends. Nachon?
Yeah, my chicken actually ate its first blue egg today. I have like a special breed.
Oh yeah? I want to check it. It's kasher. It has the simanim.
About a chicken?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I want to check it. But interest me. Take a picture. Can you take a picture of its legs?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Does it have a special name?
The name of the chicken?
No. The species.
The breed is called Easter Egger. Because you don't know what egg it lays until its first egg.
Oh, Mehmet? Oh, okay. But take a picture of its legs. I want to see. Anyway, of its feet, I mean. Anyway, mikol makom.
Bottom?
Huh?
From the bottom.
But like maybe take a video. I want to see its front toes and then the back.
I asked my mom to do it.
Okay. Bekitzer, ma'anyan meod. And is it predatory?
No.
Regular.
Regular chicken. Okay. I also have Polish ones.
Polish? Makavana?
Yep. A lot of hair on their head.
Yeah. Anyway, ma'anyan meod. So anyway, mikol makom. So over here, you have to. That's called tzir. That's called juice. So even after you salt something, it's still juices. They're natural juices that come out. Even though red gets mixed into it, lefi halacha, that's not dam. It's not dam. Even in chickens also sometimes you see...
Chicken's not juice, actually. Meat has like a juice. Chicken drumstick, you come like... You can have a good, like, blood, you can see
that. After it's nimlach, after it's salted kalach, if it's not salted, you have a problem. But if it's salted kalacha, it has ashgacha that it was salted, whatever drips out afterwards is not considered dam lalacha.
The blood is on the inside, it's like on the outside after that. I thought... It's hard to eat it on the outside,
right? Not if you're cooking. Not if you're cooking. There is halacha that if you want to, it's called dama virim shelo pirish. Yeah, today's your day. We're getting to your day. The halacha is if you have a piece of meat or chicken, whatever, you can't eat blood that's on the surface. That's asur. But if you wash it, let's say you washed it very well, it's raw. I don't know why you would want to do this. In the times Chazal, they called it umta. They used to eat raw meat. But let's say you want to eat raw meat. The halacha. Is that what it is? Complete? Not treated? Not salted at all? I'm not sure about that.
I mean, the kosher restaurants, they do, but maybe
it's
not.
It's seared. And what they do is they sear it very quickly on the outside.
Yeah.
And so the outside gets like a nice crust.
But the inside is still raw? Like a sushi, kind of? Anyway, the kitzur is a baya, because before... So, if you wanted to eat it completely raw, you just wash it off on the top and eat. Ah, there's still blood on the inside. That's called dama evarim shelo pirish. That's blood of the organs or of the other body parts that didn't come out through bishul. That's mutar to eat. So why do they? So if raw meat is mutar to eat without salting, and grilled meat is mutar to eat without salting, so why are the kashriyot busy salting your meat? What's the answer? Cooking. Once you cook the meat and you haven't salted it, what happens to the blood? The blood transfers, it moves from place to place as a result of the cooking process. Then that blood and the chaticha becomes a sur. That's why everything now is salted, because of that chashash. In what you described now in the tartar, the searing on the outside, that's heat. Once you expose it to heat, the dam that's still in there without melicha, that blood is a sur. That blood will become a sur. So that's why nowadays there's no such thing that's as meat that leaves a bet hashchita with a kashrut that's not salted. In matzav ba'olam. Yeah, you want to ask? Yeah,
let's say someone has like a steak or something like that they just throw medium, but he wants to put on the plug the next morning on Shabbat, so you can't do nitina if it's below. So how long is that?
Below medium?
Yeah, below medium. Let's say
you then you didn't grill it. It's not...
No, he cooks it, whatever it is, and it's below medium.
What is it, rare?
Rare, let's say.
Okay.
He wants to put on the next morning.
For it to get to medium?
Yeah, so he doesn't want to overcook it.
Asur.
So can you leave it on going into Shabbat? How long does it need to be so it's chazara, so it's hard to leave it on after?
Medium. To get to what Rova Olam eats the steak.
Oh, meaning putting it on before Shabbat starts.
You put it on the plata
before Shabbat.
Before Shabbat.
So it's Macham and Drosa right now, so you do Shihya.
Okay.
You do Shihya on it. How long
now you want to leave it on for long enough so that I should be able to put it back on tomorrow morning. Medium.
It needs to go up to medium?
Yes. Needs to go, as if you took it off the grill. You took something off the grill and you want to put it on the plata for the first time on Shabbat, it needs to be what Rova Olam would consider... You know,
well, if you do kazar, you don't need it to be immediately
cooked. Not true. Of course, you need it to be fully cooked. Vadai. Otherwise, you have bishul. That's for shihya. No, no. Ma'achal ben derusai is not fully cooked. Ma'achal ben derusai helps you for shihya, to allow shihya. But to allow chazara, we don't hold. It needs to be mamash mevushal kol tzorko. The question is, by a steak and by things like steak, soft-boiled egg, souffle, what is its mevushal kol tzorko? That's subject to debate among the poskim, but according to Chazon of Adiyah, at least, the halakha would be as long as it's edible, not only edible, but enjoyed in its current state, that's what it is. Past medium, or like, if you're like a real steak person and now it's past medium and now it's medium well done, you don't call that fully cooked, you call that burnt. Soufflé. If it's crispy, it's not a soufflé, it's a cupcake. You know what I'm saying? Zo.
Change how you cook it to solid?
No. Well, in terms of not... It's mutar. It's mutar to make ice on Shabbat. Crushing. You can't crush ice manually. You can't do that. Okay, I'm not doing it manually, I'm putting it down, zo. Or... Let me ask you another question. Ready? Very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, even for Ashkenazim, is a mutar. I want to take plata or whatever. You put it somewhere, let's say on a radiator, freshkenazim, that it's mutar. You take a piece of chicken or a piece of fat. Some people eat fat, whatever. At room temperature, it's solid. But I want to heat it up. Now, what do I do? For Sfaradim, I'm going to put it on the blech or on the plata. Ashkenazim, I'm going to put it on the... I'm going to put it on the radiator, or according to the poskim Ashkenazim that allow even putting it on the plata. When I put it on, what's going to happen to it? It's going to liquefy. Mutar o asur. Why? The Shulchan Aruch Harav, Ba'al HaTanya, writes, Meforash, that it's mutar. Why? Because when you put it on, it was on in a solid form. Every food is judged based on its form in at room temperature. You can't put ice onto a plata saying, oh, I'm heating ice. You're not heating ice, you're heating water, because at room temperature, it's water. As opposed to fat at room temperature, it stays. It's like jello. People, even Bukharians have, Persians have, kalapache, no? I got it, right?
Room temperature, it stays a jello. Doesn't,
it's like a jello.
Does it only become jello in the fridge? If you leave it out, it's still
I think jello? If you leave it out, it's also jello.
Yeah?
So it's fine to put it on then? Even if it becomes...
Yeah, even if it liquefies.
It's not fully fat.
Of the chicken, like the juice, because of the salad, even
the question
the
is it rov... What is its state at room temperature? I guess...
It becomes jello. Most
fat. Still so mostly jello. Jello is solid. Yeah, jello solid. Yeah, good. So, oh, by the way, and what about the fact that it's liquefying? It's changing form. It's nolad. It's happening by itself. I put it on. It's happening by itself. It's not being done manually. V'lachin z'mutar. Asur to crush it. Or let's say I want a slushy or a slurpee. So what do? You take a little Coke flavor. You put it, and you take ice, and you want to take a thing. Z'asur. Shfano says meforash z'asur. Why? That's molid. You're like being molid. A lot of times I see this in smachot, in big smachot. I see this a lot. Bartenders or mixologists. That what do? They take this, and they crush. To pour a drink with ice in it, that's okay. The ice is melting. Can you put ice into a drink on Shabbat or pour a drink onto ice on Shabbat? Zemuta. Why? Because it's happening on its own. But if you're making a cocktail and you're crushing up the ice in order to... Sometimes they do that, you know, like a... Not a smoothie. What do you call it? Like a slushy cocktail, whatever it is. Zasun asad b'shabbat. Yeah, good.
What if all the ice like melts and then becomes like one piece in the freezer? Can you smash it to like get
just
pieces off?
Yeah, you're not doing it to break it. Just to break off a piece is muta, but to crush it into icicles or whatever it is, that's going to be asun. Kids like to do that, by the way. They like to break it down and make like a, you know, a slurpee. Yeah, matomer.
How would you define like whether it's solid or liquid? Like ketchup is more solid. Or
ketchup is solid. Interesting. It's mutar to put something with ketchup on the plata on Shabbat for two reasons. First of all, ketchup is already cooked. Ketchup is pre-cooked before. They do it because they have to cook all the tomato paste and whatever. All these things are, not all, but many of these things are cooked. Number two, so it has to be fully cooked, otherwise it's bishul. Can I put, let's say I want to take a deli roll or whatever, and I want to put ketchup on it and put on the plata. It's a mutar. It's cooked. It's... He says, the Halakha Baras has a very interesting definition of what liquid is. You need to know chemistry and physics for this. There's something that's called viscosity. It has to... The definition of a liquid is, as soon as you turn it, it pours out immediately. Turn over a ketchup bottle, even without the cap. You pour out immediately? No. It has to slide and then come down. That's considered Halakha solid. Huh? If it has rov liquid, a lot of the stuff in there is not, it's not like pasty, saucy stuff. It's liquid. It's a soup.
Ketchup isn't rov liquid?
No. Ketchup is a solid. Honey. What about honey?
Since it goes slowly.
Solid. Same idea. And honey is pasteurized. So if you want to, sometimes it happens, honey gets thick and whatever. It sometimes gets like white like that also, you know, and you want to liquefy it or whatever. You want to put honey on the plata on Shabbat, Zemutah.
So,
like a maple syrup. Some dressings are very liquidy. Syrup, like maple syrup?
Yeah, not the...
It's pretty.
The other stuff is...
Depends how diluted it is. Many of the fake ones, they're like very... Especially the Pesach ones, those are the worst. You know, Pesach maple... Shem Shmo. The only thing worse than Pesach maple syrup is Pesach ketchup.
Cereal.
Pesach cereal is a bar minan.
It's horrible.
No, the ketchup worse than the cereal. I can't handle the
So almost every chilling will be a sour.
L'chaura. Depends. Sometimes a lot of very liquidy. Choresh, most of them, I've seen lots of liquid.
Wait, so you can put the cholent back
on? Huh?
Put the cholent back on?
If it's rov, that's... I want to leave this for Ilchot Bishul. There's another machloket between Chazon of Adiyan and Halacha Berura. What does it mean? Because Maran says rov yavish, as long as it's... What does majority yavish mean? What does that mean? I'll leave that for a different time. L'alacha, I hold... that most chalents, not horse, but chalents, as long as they're not super, super soupy, especially if you spill out a little bit of the liquid, they are rov yavish, and it would be mutar to put it back on. Let's say the chalent by the kiddush upstairs, rov yavish for sure. In safek baolam. Yefemel. Moroccan fish with the sauce is a very big machloket between Chazon of Adiyah and Halacha Berura. Do we go per capita, solid versus liquid? Chazon of Adiyah says, if you counted or if you measured the fish versus the sauce, if there's, by volume, if it's 51% or more fish, you can put it on. Even if it's sitting in liquid. According to Halacha Berura, that's not true. Even if it's less liquid, but the liquid over there is significant. It's sitting there. It's like a matzav, it's asur. Meatballs. Sometimes gandhi in the soup. Even if there's more gandhis than soup, but the soup is there, it's not just like tafel. And this really goes back to the Bet Yosef, why rov yavish is okay. We're really branching out into bishul. Maybe we'll do a series on bishul also, after maybe before Atmana. I have to think. It's a very, very interesting sugya. But if there's a significant amount of soup by the gandhi, according to Halacha Berura, it would still be a soup.
Whatever you're heating up is
rov. That's mutar. Even though there's going to be a little liquid there. That's mutar. Yeah.
Gandhi is mostly
by volume.
Depends. Sometimes they really make like a soup out of it. I'll tell you, I was in Great Neck Thursday night. I gave a shir. And the Baal HaBayit heard I liked gandhi, so he made me gandhi for Thursday night. And it wasn't... Usually when you're served gandhi, it's just like the bowls. There's like a whole soup matzah. I think there's a name for it also. Huh? Yeah, something like that. That just means hot water.
Huh? Meat water.
Meat water? So it was like swimming in the... Anyway, but it was swimming in the thing, and I ate it because I like gandhi, but, you know. Then they tried to give me the swamp. I didn't. That's where I draw the line. Adkan. No, you know what I'm talking about?
Dried herbs. They buy it in the store most times. Dried herbs.
Yeah, it could be. I like the red one though. The red choresh.
Which one?
No.
Which red one?
The lape. Lape one.
Not the one with the eggplant.
They sometimes put eggplant into there, but it's usually beans. I like that one. Yeah, that's okay. But the green one, that's a little scary. Anyway, I don't know.